Hello, good morning. My name is Edward Frankel. I'm one of the organizers of this mini program. And on behalf of the organizers, I'd like to welcome you all. Yes. I can speak more loudly anyway. Anyway. I think it should work. Maybe I should button a few more buttons on my neck. Something I don't normally like to do, but if circumstances call for it, I will do it. Anyway, maybe here. Anyway, so it's anyway. I think the topic is very exciting and very interesting, and we're quite happy that the Kavli Institute, David Gross, have agreed to hold this program on a relatively short notice. So it's going to be a 3-week program on gauge theory and the language program. And I think that we have a great group of people who have gathered here and great lecturers. And I just want to say a few words to kind of, you know, about how we plan to do things. So this first week is going to be a kind of introductory week in which we'll have a few introductory series of lectures on the subject. So the subject is interesting in the fact that it combines both mathematical and ideas and ideas coming from physics. So we'll kind of try to attack it from both sides. And we have a distinguished group of lecturers who will talk about the aspects of physics and aspects of mathematics. And one of the most exciting recent developments here is the connection between the Langlands program and the S-duality in four-dimensional Super-Young-Mills theory, which was discovered only about 2 or 3 years ago by Kapustin and Whitten. And, well, I'm a mathematician, but I think it probably is not an exaggeration to say that S-duality is one of the holy grails in quantum field theory, because it's kind of a very mysterious statement which allows you to obtain some non-perturbative results, in particular, in four-dimensional quantum field theory, because it allows you to relate physics at large coupling to physics at small coupling. And this was suggested in the 70s by Montonen and Olev, generalizing the electromagnetic duality in gauge theory with abelian gauge group. And one of the very interesting and mysterious aspects of this duality is the appearance of another group, of another gauge group. It started with a gauge theory with a gauge group G, then the dual theory, is going to have the inverse coupling, but the gauge group in general is going to be different. And I think this is sort of, this is one phenomenon which sort of underlies the non-triviality and kind of the mystery of this duality. And then this, it's very interesting that the same kind of duality, the appearance of this dual group, was also observed in mathematics about 10 years earlier by Robert Langlands, who formulated what is now known as the Langlands program in order to understand deep questions in number theory related to Galois groups and motifs in terms of automorphic representations, in terms of harmonic analysis, and in terms of representation theory. So there, again, there is some kind of duality, and the important phenomenon is the appearance of this dual group. So I guess already 30 years ago, when works on S-duality first appeared, people realized that the same dual group shows up in two different places, mathematics and physics, and Whitten actually credits Michael Atiyah for telling him first about this fact around that time. And for many years, this has been a mystery. Why? What is the connection between the two? Is it possible that the two are related? Well, in the intervening years, a very important development happened, which is that, which is called the geometric Langlands program. The original Langlands program was in number theory, but eventually this idea is propagated to geometry and to the realm which is already closer to physics, because now we talk about Riemann surfaces. Instead of Galois groups, we talk about fundamental groups of Riemann surfaces. We talk about bundles on Riemann surfaces and so on, things which are much closer to quantum field theory. And so the final, sort of final step in this direction of, or kind of decisive step in the unifying the two pictures was made, as I said, by Kapustin Witten, who showed that actually geometric Langlands correspondence, geometric Langlands duality could be understood in terms of S-duality if we do a dimensional reduction from four dimensions to two dimensions. And so why is this interesting, and why are we holding a workshop on this? So I think there are two reasons. One of them, I think, that the question of understanding the Langlands duality and Langlands program in terms of physics has brought into focus some very important issues, which are important for physics, not necessarily because of mathematical applications, but just for sort of real physics. And in particular, things about questions about what S-duality does to things like deep brains, to boundary conditions in four-dimensional quantum field theory. Also questions about what it does to non-local operators, such as Wilson operators, Fox operators, surface operators. So these kind of questions, I guess, have been around, but maybe people didn't get to work on them until it became clear that this also has connection to Langlands. So this, I think, is a very important development and might lead to some really new understanding of four-dimensional Young Mills. So this is one. And the second is applications to mathematics, because this connection to S-duality and mirror symmetry has really brought a lot of insight into geometric Langlands programs. It really leads to some new language. For example, the fact that A-brains, which we'll talk about, appearing in the geometric in the mirror symmetry, have some bearing on the geometric Langlands correspondence, I think is very important. It gives us new language and some new concepts which mathematicians have not thought about before. And so that's why I think I think it's great that we'll have a chance to discuss all of this. So in particular, during this first week, we'll have six series of lectures. And so we'll start today with lectures by Paul Aspinwall. He'll talk about D-brains. D-brains are very important in this approach of Kapustin and Witten, because the Langlands duality is interpreted in terms of equivalences of some categories of brains arising in some two-dimensional sigma models associated with Hitchian moduli spaces. So it's important to have some background on D-brains, what they are, and what can be done with them. David Morrison will talk about mirror symmetry and Langlands duality. So he'll talk about the basics of mirror symmetry and the particular sort of flavor of mirror symmetry, the so-called Strominger Yao-Zaslow mechanism, which we see realizing in this duality related to the Langlands correspondence. Then we'll have lectures by people who have been directly involved in this new work on gauge theory and geometric Langlands. Anton Kapustin will talk about sort of his work with Witten. And Sergei Gukov will talk about the next work in that direction, which he did with Witten, about surface operators and their connection to the so-called ramified Langlands correspondence. So this is sort of the physics side in some sense. And on the mathematics side, David Ben-Zvi will talk about representation theory and topological field theory. He'll explain how Langlands correspondence, Langlands program fits in the framework of topological field theory. And also, I guess, we'll talk about categorification, the general idea of how passing to geometric Langlands from the classical Langlands entails passing from functions to categories, things which I guess by now are very close to the heart of physicists because of brains. And derived categories, I think, are something like bread and butter for quantum physics at these days. Perhaps even more so than for mathematicians. So physicists are very quick learners, I think. That's why I think it's great that, I think it's a good idea to explain something to physicists, then they will learn, and then we'll explain it to us. So then hopefully be the outcome of this conference. And I will talk about the general introduction to the Langlands program. So I'll talk a little bit about the origins in number theory and about the sort of the transition from number theory, from the classical Langlands correspondence to the geometric Langlands correspondence. So that's the plan for the first week. Second and third week will be more. The framework will be more like a traditional workshop. We'll have some lectures on various aspects of this, of the Langlands correspondence. We haven't decided yet, so if you have any suggestions as to what we should talk about, we should hear, please let us know, the organizers. Dave Morrison is here, and Sergei Gukov, I guess, is arriving tomorrow, so our other organizer. And there is one more aspect which I want to mention, which is apart from the connection between Langlands correspondence and four-dimensional Young-Mills S-duality, mirror symmetry in two dimensions, there is another connection between the Langlands program and quantum field theory, and that's the connection to two-dimensional conformal field theory. And that, for now, the two connections between Langlands duality and physics, one to S-duality, one to conformal field theory, look kind of different, but we hope that eventually it will kind of be part of a bigger picture. So I hope that we will talk about this connection as well. Now, so that's the plan. And, well, we have a relatively small group here, so I hope that we will kind of have a have an informal spirit. So I hope people will ask questions, there will be many discussions and so on. And there are many graduate students here. So I remember when I was a graduate student, I went to seminars and I couldn't understand anything. So usually, you know, so it took me a long time. And so I think that it would probably be a good idea for graduate students to run, in parallel, to run some sort of their own seminar where they can discuss what they couldn't understand, or somebody who understood will explain to somebody who didn't understand. And well, perhaps during the first week that would be difficult because we have so many lectures, but during the second and third week we'll probably have some free time, and I'm sure something can be arranged so that there will be some seminar room available. So in fact, A.J. Toland, who is a grad student at Berkeley, has agreed to coordinate this, at least at the beginning. So I think maybe during the first week, you guys, especially grad students, but also professors, you know, as the Gelfand used to say at his seminars, he said, "We welcome to the seminar all undergraduates, talented graduate students, and brilliant professors." You know, so in fact, all graduate students, talented postdocs, and brilliant professors are welcome to contact AJ with, you know, suggestions and what should be discussed and so on. And he authorized me to write his email. And I, because I'm writing on the board and not on, I can actually put this sign. So instead of. So I hope that grad students will not feel abandoned somehow, will not feel that they're in the dark. So anyway, please come and bother me and other organizers. And or if you have some suggestions or questions and so on, and other participants as well. Because I think it's a very important part of this program is this kind of tutorial component, the learning component for grad students and as well as everyone else. Okay, so I guess it's time for me to stop, unless there are questions, to stop and yield to our first speaker, Paul Aspinwall, who will talk about give his first lecture on deep brain.